Conflicts arise when feeling smothered or isolated. The word conflict often makes us think of battles or violence, but it doesn't have to be that extreme. Conflict is simply a rupture, disconnection, or unresolved issue between people or within yourself. Conflicts can arise when someone invades your personal space or yells at you, causing unwanted closeness. They can also happen when you feel ignored or avoided, triggering fears of abandonment. Understanding these types of conflicts can help you better manage and resolve them. During conflicts, you might find yourself acting out of character, throwing tantrums, giving silent treatment, ghosting people, or being brutally mean. These reactions are often attempts to protect yourself. If you've been hurt in the past, you might wrongly see conflict as a threat, much like a rescue dog that's been mistreated may struggle to trust a new, loving owner. Reflect on your personal experiences with conflict. Think about how you handled conflicts growing up, how they appear in your relationships now, and who you clash with most often. Rate these conflicts on a scale from 0 to 10, aiming to reach 0, where conflicts are peacefully and satisfactorily resolved. When resolving conflicts, the goal is to move from disconnection to renewed connection, understanding, and acceptance. At a 10 on the conflict scale, you feel stuck, think about the conflict a lot, feel hurt, and have negative feelings toward the other person. Take control, not blame. When conflict arises, many tend to blame others and see themselves as victims. This reaction is natural, but dwelling on it can lead to a loss of control and agency. Instead of focusing solely on how others have wronged you, consider what you can do to improve the situation. Rather than seeking external validation or change, look inward and take responsibility for your own actions and reactions. Avoid getting caught up in a cycle of blame where one person is seen as the victim, another as the villain, and someone else as the hero. Take control of your narrative by actively engaging with conflict and learning from it. By adopting an inside-out approach, you can inspire positive change within yourself and in your relationships. To become an author, you must face discomfort head-on and embrace challenges as opportunities. Remember what Marcus Aurelius said: obstacles often guide our path. Instead of avoiding conflict, confront it. Be honest with yourself about your desires, and recognize any negative reactions or coping mechanisms holding you back. Break free from survival mode if you're stuck in it, and prioritize your emotional and physical well-being. This shift will provide the security you need to pursue your goals effectively. Establish secure, relational leadership. Think about how your early experiences as a kid shape the way you handle relationships as an adult. Unless you actively decide to change it, the way you relate to others will stick with you. Research shows that when kids grow up feeling they can rely on their parents and build strong, supportive connections with them, they tend to develop a solid foundation for healthy relationships later in life. When you feel like you're in sync with the people close to you, it means your relational needs are being met. You feel safe, understood, comforted, supported, and even pushed to grow. But when kids grow up feeling disconnected from their caregivers, maybe they're neglected, made to feel ashamed, or constantly criticized, they often become adults who struggle to connect with their own feelings and other people. You have the power to shape your future, regardless of your past. By learning how to handle conflicts and connect with others, you pave the way for a brighter journey. Developing conflict resolution skills and focusing on your own growth can turn you into a leader who values relationships. A leader like this is open to learning, tackles problems head-on, and keeps growing. Admitting when you need help, taking charge of your goals, and always learning are key steps in this journey. Being a relational leader also means facing conflicts instead of avoiding them. Resolve inner conflict decisively. If you're dealing with inner turmoil, finding fulfillment can be a challenge. When those close to you don't accept you for who you are and instead urge you to change, you might feel compelled to conform to gain their approval. It can seem easier to follow their expectations rather than stay true to yourself. But when your genuine identity clashes with the one you present, it leads to pain and stress and could even result in depression. To attract the relationships you want, start by getting real with yourself. Take a good look at who you are and what matters to you. Think about how you spend your time, money, and energy. Write down what's most important to you. This will help you see your true self. Next, ask yourself, what would I be like if I wasn't scared? Remember what you were like as a kid when you didn't worry about what others thought. These answers will point you toward your true path. If you see a big difference between who you are and who you want to be, admit it. Figure out what fears are holding you back. Remember, you have choices. Decide to be true to yourself and set a deadline for making changes. Develop self-control and self-awareness during tough times. Learning how to handle your emotions and stay present is super important. Imagine calming yourself down when feeling stress or discomfort without zoning out. To do this, start by paying attention to what's happening inside you. Think about any arguments or disagreements you've had recently. Figure out exactly what happened and how it affected everyone involved. Ask yourself some deep questions to get to the bottom of things like, what's freaking me out right now? And is this problem new or has it happened before? When you're feeling scared or super alert, think about things inside and outside of you that can help you feel more in control. Like focusing on your breath to calm down inside, talking to a trusted friend, or listening to relaxing sounds like ocean waves. If you ever feel totally alone dealing with life's problems, try to be your own support system. Picture yourself as someone comforting that scared or hurt part inside you, kind of like taking care of yourself. Before you react to something that's stressing you out, take a moment. Give yourself time to chill and see things from a clearer perspective when you're feeling overwhelmed. Improve understanding through better listening. When people don't listen or understand each other, conflicts can flare up. But there's a cool tool called LUFU that helps fix that. It stands for Listen Until They Feel Understood. With LUFU, you listen to someone until they feel like you get them. This helps squash conflicts and makes folks less scared of connecting. Here's how LUFU works. 1. Curiosity. Instead of just waiting for your turn to speak, really listen to what the other person is saying. 2. Reflective listening. Repeat what the other person says in your own words to show that you understand them. 3. Same page questions. Ask questions to make sure you're following the conversation like, am I getting this right? 4. Active listening. Don't just stay silent during a conversation. Make an effort to understand by politely interrupting if needed. 5. Empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to understand how they feel. 6. Validation. Show that you understand and care about the other person's experiences. 7. Ownership. Take responsibility for your part in the conflict and acknowledge how your actions affected the other person. 8. Completion through shared reality. Before sharing your own thoughts, make sure the other person feels heard and understood. Improve understanding through better listening. Handle fights like a pro. Quick tips. 1. Tackling petty disputes. When arguing over little things, dig deeper. Address any underlying issues causing tension by acknowledging them directly. Say something like, "It seems like there's more going on here. Let's talk about what's bothering us." 2. Childhood baggage. Sometimes we bring old family stuff into our arguments. Own up to it when you catch yourself doing this. Recognize the patterns from your past and work to break them. 3. Security concerns. Feeling insecure can lead to fights that hit hard. If you or your partner struggle with this, teamwork is key. Work together to build trust and tackle those fears of being left alone. 4. Clash of values. When your beliefs clash, things can get messy. Approach these differences maturely. Decide if you can live with them or if they're deal breakers for the relationship. 5. Staying on course. Feeling annoyed when others don't respect your values is normal. Let's say you like being on time, but your friend is always late. It can get frustrating. To tackle this, first, acknowledge your feelings. Think of them as unmet expectations. Then, see if you can communicate your needs better. Maybe your friend doesn't know how important punctuality is to you. By talking it out, you might find a solution that works for both of you. Avoid coping methods hindering reconnection or relationship progress. When we face conflicts, we often resort to 10 unhelpful ways of dealing with them. These habits make it harder to reconnect with others. 1. Blame. Taking responsibility for your problems instead of pointing fingers at others is key. 2. Apologies. When apologizing, take your time and sincerely express remorse. Make sure you're looking your partner in the eye. 3. Distraction/avoidance. Rather than avoiding discomfort and conflict, tackle it head-on. Don't resort to alcohol or social media to distract yourself. 4. Time. Rather than hoping for time to magically fix things, take proactive steps to address conflicts head-on. 5. Compartmentalization. Don't avoid dealing with conflicts by burying yourself in work. Instead, confront the issue directly and work towards resolving it. 6. Fracking. When someone shares their problems, focus on listening and understanding rather than rushing to offer solutions or taking sides. 7. Hope and pray. Instead of just wishing for things to get better, take concrete actions to improve the situation and mend relationships. 8. Defensiveness. Instead of getting defensive when criticized, try to understand the feedback and use it as an opportunity for self-improvement. 9. Stonewalling. Don't shut people out of your life when conflicts arise. Face the issues and work towards resolving them together. 10. Gaslighting. Avoid dismissing someone else's experiences and blaming them for conflicts. Instead, acknowledge their perspective and work towards finding common ground. Pain and conflict teach, revealing growth areas. Prepare for productive peace talks by agreeing on specific actions with your partner. Commit to spending time each week addressing financial issues and be open to learning and improving together. Acknowledge that conflicts are normal in relationships and agree to let the person who is more emotionally available lead discussions. Take time to reflect on why you might blame your partner and admit your own role in conflicts. Create a safe space for vulnerability and communicate respectfully. Stay dedicated to the relationship and avoid threatening to leave. Promise to handle conflicts in person rather than through text or email and take responsibility for resolving issues. Conflict isn't just a clash. It's a chance to learn about yourself and how you interact with others. It's like a mirror reflecting where you need to be more honest and open. Instead of dreading it, embrace your ability to handle conflict well. When you step up as a leader in relationships, you stay strong when things get tough. Conflict might feel awkward, but it's in those uncomfortable moments that you find out who you are. If someone important to you avoids dealing with conflict, it hurts. But that pain can guide you toward positive changes and the outcomes you want in your relationships. Key points. 1. Conflict is a chance to grow and learn about yourself and others. 2. Understand different types of conflicts to manage and resolve them effectively. 3. Take responsibility for your actions and reactions during conflicts. 4. Develop self-awareness and control to handle tough times and conflicts. 5. Improve relationships through better listening and understanding. 6. Avoid unhelpful coping methods that hinder reconnection and progress. 7. Take conflict as an opportunity for positive change and growth in relationships.